the grilling guys.
Gotta feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the grilling guys.
Well, we're back again. And thank you for patronizing the folks that sponsor our show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. If you missed the last segment, pretty interesting. We have a couple people from the Meyer Cheese area, like Meyer Thrifty Acres, Meyer, Charlie and Dory. And Dory's a cheese steward. Charlie is the driver. And but anyway, what we wanted to do is pick up that conversation where we left off. Dory, you mentioned that there are some questions that you'd ask me,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what are those things about?
So normally when you come up and say, you know, can you help me with a cheese board? First thing I'm going to ask you is how many people?
Okay, so let's role play this. 12.
Okay. So you have 12 people. Is this going to be your whole afternoon appetizer, or is it before a meal, after a meal?
I don't think it's ever the only appetizer.
No, it isn't.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
Well, and the reason I ask that is because I don't want to be selling you more than what you need.
Well, fair enough. But I might want it twice, too.
Okay, that's true, too.
So let me answer you. Okay, typical party at Randy's house. Dinner's about 5:30 or 6. People show up about 1.
Okay.
I want something to eat between 1 and 5. Not fill them up, but an appetizer, something really tasty, something maybe they've never had before. And then
exactly.
we'll bust the grills out in the smoker and we'll eat big at 5 or 6.
Okay, so typically then what I would ask you is we'll start with the safe cheese. So I will recommend one of our cheddars or a Gouda, which can be both, because if you're going to have 12 people, then you're going to want a selection about 4 or 5.
Okay, so what other questions do I need to be able to answer? So I got how many and for how long?
And for how long, and believe it or not, are there going to be children? Because if you have children, you have teenagers, you have older adults, it can vary. Like children, you might want to add a Kobe because every child likes a Kobe Jack.
Okay.
And then you can start stepping out of the plate. Guys versus girls. If this is a guy party.
50-50.
50-50. So then what you're going to do is now you're going to start expanding outside. So you can go with a really good.
I think one of the pardon me, but I think one of the things that I put down in my notes here is strengths, because you know the older you get, especially, and you get more adapted, and you get to really be a fiend for cheese. You like the stronger, sharper,
right?
Like I love blue cheese now. Never would eat it when I was younger. So. How does that play into stepping people into the different cheeses you might offer?
It does. So usually what I'll do is I'll pick out a couple of cheeses that you can just quickly slice and set on the board. Then what we'll do is we'll expand it from there. We'll add some fruit. Grapes are something that's very simple and easy, especially for the summer.
That's a good one.
In the winter, I recommend apples, pears, depending on how much you want to slice up and work with. Then you can go with nuts. Nuts are really great, especially with
great
your beer.
Idea.
So we carry a really nice Marcona almond from Frederick's. Absolutely amazing. And
preserves.
And we have the different Frederick's preserves also, which the little pepper jelly on a nice sharp cheddar is really good. And then if you want to expand it a little bit more with the blue cheese, we have a wonderful smokehouse blue cheese that we actually cut from a wheel, and you put a little of that pepper jelly on top. It is absolutely amazing.
I've had that. I love the smoked blue cheese. I didn't think I would, because I don't typically like smoked cheese.
Right.
But when I had that, it was like, wow, that's a cheese you should smoke.
Yes. Yes. And then a lot of people, there are people that prefer not to have cow. So I always recommend either a sheep, which is like a wonderful manchego, which is similar to like a Parmesan because you can grate it, shred
Say
it.
Say that again?
Manchego.
Manchego.
It's a hard
Spanish,
cheese.
Yes. It's from Spain. So we also carry manchego. Then if you wanted to do like a goat cheese, we have different flavors. We have like a garlic and herb. So what?
And a goat cheese is generally soft?
No, not necessarily. So a lot of people don't understand this is that whatever cheeses you can make with cow's milk, you can also do with goat's milk. So we have aged Gouda. We have regular Gouda that we actually cut from a wheel that Charlie does. And so
he is the wheel options, man.
Yes, he is.
You said I was the driver, but actually what I do all day is cut the cheese.
Right. Charlie, I've known that for a long time, brother. Yeah. So you mentioned blue cheese.
Yes.
There's a goat version of it, and there is a cow version of it. Isn't one of them called Roquefort and the other one called blue cheese?
Now, the Roquefort is actually sheep's milk.
Okay, so it's sheep and cow.
So Gorgonzola would be...
Gorgonzola is an Italian-styled blue cheese.
Right.
But it's still from a cow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
That is.
Because those are all in the same family, blue cheese, gorgonzola, and the
right,
the other,
and, right. The Roquefort, Roquefort, yes.
Is that actually mold in there that you're seeing?
It is. It's a process they use. It's actually considered a good mold.
Okay.
Right.
Mold doesn't scare me anyway.
Well, let's talk about that a second, because everybody's got in their refrigerator, looked at a piece of cheese that's been in there unwrapped, and it's got mold on it. My wife's first inclination is throw it away.
No.
Mine is cut it off and
shave
eat the rest.
It, yeah. Well,
right? So what's the answer?
Well, you're both right and wrong.
Okay.
So the softer your cheeses, so your softer goat cheeses, your blue cheeses, your fetas, mozzarella, stuff like that that's soft. Once you start seeing the black mold, that's a bad mold.
Okay.
But once you start getting into your cheddars, your parmesans, your harder cheeses, that will form just little spots of green.
So if you see the green mold, you can shave it off.
Pick it off.
If you see the black, chuck it.
Chuck it.
And I've noticed that mozzarella will get the black as well.
Right. Yes. And once that starts to form, that's not a good mold.
That makes sense.
Another thing is, I mean, I've learned that buying the bag shredded stinks because it's coated with food cornstarch or something.
Yeah.
And it's
depends.
It's not the same.
You have your cellulose, and then some companies will use a potato starch. I can tell the difference.
Yep.
To me, it's just easier. Buy a block,
shred it,
put it in your baggie, throw it in the refrigerator, and you're set for the week.
Yep.
And you don't need as much, and you'll notice such a huge difference when you're cooking.
Especially like if you're making a pizza. If you get a good mozzarella...
Like Charlie makes
and
mozzarella.
Shred it. Does he? I love fresh mozzarella.
Charlie, you make mozzarella?
We do. We don't start with the raw material, of course, but we get a product in bulk and we treat it. We process it right there in the store.
If you've never had fresh mozzarella.
Oh, it's outstanding.
You've got to try it.
Right.
So you're doing that at Knapp Corners?
We do that on a regular basis, as well as shredding the cheeses that we've mentioned, the wheels that are very fresh.
So if I wanted to buy that... do I buy it by the pound? Is it already packaged? What's that look like, fresh mozzarella
we package it, but it isn't as though it were a machine or automated processing. Each package, you would pay for it by the pound because doing it by hand, you can't
So you're
have
making
exact...
it like every other day or something like that, so it's relatively fresh when you get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So but when you make it fresh and you slice off and it's still warm... There's just nothing that compares to that.
I'm the most popular person in the store.
All right, I bet. Yeah. Because I've had it made tableside at my favorite Italian joint in Atlantic City, and it was like an epiphany. I had never had such a thing. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either until 3 years ago.
Yep. Well, hey, Charlie, Dory, thanks so much for your joining us on the show today. I hope, like me, that the listeners gain some knowledge about cheese. This won't be the last time we do this because I want to explore the whole thing of matching it up with beer and wine, and we haven't even touched that yet.
No.
But we'll get to that at some point in the future.
And I still have more questions, so maybe you can hang out a little bit longer.
Can you do that?
We can indeed.
All right. Guess what? We're in control after 14 years. We're in control of the content
Finally.
Of this show. So we can. Conrad just turned over the reins here yesterday,
and he got his ruler out. I noticed
right,
that. So
yeah.
Let's behave.
But anyway, so stick around then. We'll continue the conversation because if it interests Bob, it may interest our listeners too. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.